This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A lot of people at the height of the pandemic and now here in the later stages are spending a lot of time thinking about their health and wellness. That, of course, is a business opportunity, and we have seen, in fact, a boom in sales of vitamins and dietary supplements and apps to help us sleep better and be more mindful and maybe stick to a diet. The advertising for those products, though, sometimes is not, well, on the level. The Federal Trade Commission has noticed that and has given its guidance for health and wellness marketing an update, including stricter rules to ensure that those claims about health benefits are truthful and supported by scientific research. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that one.
Here's an ad I can't seem to get away from.
Collagen. I bought the viral TikTok liquid collagen. Oh my gosh, the results are insane.
It's a video montage of some beautiful young people with great skin drinking this orange goop.
Amazing, because just one tablespoon a day helps to reduce appetite, lift skin, strengthen hair and nails, and smooth cellulite.
The ad doesn't cite any research backing these claims.
It also contains amino acids to support gut health and immune-boosting vitamin C.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with my appetite or my immune system, but maybe these people know something I don't?
It's very much tapping into our insecurities that we are not well enough, and it taps into our hope that we could be better.
Christine Whelan is a professor of consumer science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says the wellness industry is definitely having a moment, fueled by young consumers and social media.
The challenge is that we'd all like to say that we're savvy consumers who understand that certain products may not live up to the hype that we're seeing on our social media feeds.
But when the algorithm puts that supplement ad in front of you for the 20th time,
it gets harder and harder to resist.
Next thing you know, you're spending $50 on a product with claimed health benefits that are untested, probably dubious, and maybe even dangerous. The FTC recently put the wellness industry on notice with an update to its marketing guidelines.
It's long overdue. I'm glad they finally did it.
Claire Jones heads up Loudbird Marketing, which works with health-focused companies that sell things like CBD products and nutrition coaching and tea cleanses. She says the update clears up some gray areas that marketers have been exploiting for a while.
Traditionally, within the marketing and advertising field, we've thought, okay, as long as I'm saying may, could, might.
But the FTC is cracking down on what it calls vague qualifying terms and says health claims need to be backed by relevant scientific research. Jones says large, established companies that have been getting away with this stuff will adapt. For newer and smaller ones, backpedaling will be expensive.
I do think that the barrier to entry has been raised a bit, but I also think that's a good thing because what we're doing is really impacting people's health.
But Jones says one common form of promotion in the industry remains unregulated.
Gummies that make your period feel better? Yes.
First up, I have my new dairy and gluten digestive aid. I love this supplement. I brought it.
I'm super excited for the PMS gummies and how they'll affect my symptoms each month.
When social media influencers are hired to promote a product, like in that liquid collagen ad, they have to follow the FTC's rules. But when companies just send them stuff for free, influencers can say pretty much whatever they want in their technically unsolicited reviews.
Support. I love the supplement. I take 2 capsules every day, and it has definitely helped aid my allergy symptoms.
It's just gotten like very Wild West out there with that type of advertising.
It's a dangerous loophole, says Christine Whelan at the University of Wisconsin, because popular influencers have a lot of, well, influence on their followers.
When a beautiful, fit person who we admire tells us to do something, human nature is that we want to do it. We want to be like them. And if they're taking this supplement, you might try it too.
And maybe you think, well, these sparkly vitamins aren't going to hurt me. Whelan says the harm is financial when consumers drop hundreds of dollars a year on untested products, money that could have been spent on things we know improve our health, like vegetables or actually going to the doctor. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.